Good morning and welcome to the Microsoft Ireland Tech Gathering. My name is Claire Dillon and I head up the Developer Experience Group in Microsoft Ireland. So before we start, just a little bit of housekeeping. You heard the announcement. Make sure you know where the emergency exits are. Just like in an airplane, they're either the doors you came into or make sure to look behind you for where the nearest one might be in case of emergencies. Secondly, please make sure phones are on silent. I'd really appreciate it. You don't want to be the person everyone looks at in the middle of the keynote speeches when a phone goes off. So fingers crossed, that won't happen. Thirdly, for those of you who haven't already found it, the Wi-Fi network is MS Guest. So if you'd like to log on to that, we'd be delighted if you'd be our guest on that Wi-Fi network. So my group, the Developer Experience Group, is tasked with establishing partnerships with software vendors from Ireland and Microsoft Ireland. And we work with companies both from a technical perspective and a business perspective. Which is interesting, because for a large number of years, we were a group of technical architects and developers who go out and work with partners. But when cloud came along, we found that more and more, when we went out to speak with people, we started talking about the technical challenges and how to move them to the cloud, but we very, very quickly got into the business challenges related with that. So what we found was that people wanted to talk about what subscription-based modeling meant for them, how it changed how they license products, how they recognize revenue, how they compensate their salespeople, how they had to change their engineering process to do DevOps to make sure that products were released in a continuous fashion rather than on an incremental basis. And there's a very tight connection between those business discussions and the technical discussions. What kind of architecture do you need to deliver that kind of business model? What do changes in your business model mean for your architecture and how you need to scale? And so right now, we're a team of both technical architects and partner account managers. And we spend a lot of time talking to our partners about the intersection of those two disciplines. And not only that, but we spend a lot of time talking to partners to find the ones that most closely align to how we want to digitally transform our customers. And when we find those solutions, we're very keen to help those partners get in front of Microsoft customers. Whether it be through helping them in their go-to-market plans, or helping them find out about the Microsoft channels they can use to help them promote their solutions to Microsoft customers. And it's been a particularly exciting place to work for the past couple of years because of the huge amount of change that's been happening in our industry. And it's not just the amount of change, but the pace of change that's been incredibly exciting. Even if you take what's been happening in Microsoft in the last 18 months, we've launched Windows 10 and the anniversary update. We've launched the Surface Book and Surface Pro 4. We've released Office 2016 and released a new SharePoint vision. And we've had literally hundreds of updates across all the cloud services, including Office 365, Azure, all our platform services and infrastructure. But one of the areas which has been most exciting for us has been the progress around the open source world. We've released SQL on Linux. We've open sourced the .NET Core and provided PowerShell in open source. We've had a large number of open source solutions be available on Azure, and you'll hear more about all of that later. And that's just Microsoft. I haven't even started talking about the hundreds of thousands of partner solutions that are available on our platform. And I feel really, really lucky that we get to work with the technologies and the companies and the amazing individuals that are not just helping shape the world as it is today with technology, but actually shaping the world that will be in the future. Because the world is changing very rapidly. If you take about the technology changes that have happened in the last number of years, I mean everything from the advent of cloud, mobile devices, connected things to the Internet of Things. You think about the growing mound of data that's created, the emergence of advanced analytics for that data, machine learning, artificial intelligence, augmented reality. The list is endless in terms of the technologies that are out there for people to take advantage of. But I think what's even more interesting is how customers have been changing. Because our customer profile, all of our customer profiles are dramatically changing. The digital native consumer is at work in the world today. And they are a very different type of customer. They compare prices online, they talk to friends and family to figure out what they need to buy, not the experts we'd be used to them talking to. And when they do make their buying decision, most of which are made before they ever talk to anyone who might work in your company, they expect that service to be delivered instantly. From a software perspective, that means online. From even a kind of physical good perspective, most of the time, the expectation is that the delivery of that physical good happens almost instantaneously. And the thing is, these digital natives, we can be pretty confident that they're only going to grow in number, and the rest of us are potentially going to decline in number over time. So this is a trend that no one can afford to ignore. I mean, you think about it. Most digital natives have never bought a CD. They've never bought a DVD. They think they might be good for coasters. So that's the kind of world that we're all operating at the moment. And the demands and the expectations that put on us as companies are something we need to address. And whole industries have changed as a result. Not just the CD stores and the DVD rental organizations, but look at the travel industry. We've all heard these stories. Most travel is booked now online. Taxi companies are being disrupted by companies like Halo and Uber. The hotel industry is being disrupted by people like Airbnb, even the house rental market in Dublin. And what this really represents is the opportunity that's now available to small startup born in the cloud companies. These companies didn't exist a couple of years ago, and now they're not only taking on the big players, they're taking on whole industries. So it's kind of like there's a showdown between these big traditional companies and these small startups, and it's on. Like, this is happening now. And the opportunities are out there for those companies. But I think it's more interesting when you start thinking and talking about the stories that are not just about, I suppose, the big Goliath and the small startup and how one is beating the other. But when you start thinking about all those companies that are managing to transform themselves. Take, for example, Encyclopedia Britannica. In 2013, Encyclopedia Britannica decided that they were going to stop issuing their 244-year-old product. That's 244 years of tradition gone. And the internet went wild. You know, there was like crying and gnashing of teeth at the grand institution that was being destroyed by the internet. And people were saying, Wikipedia have killed Encyclopedia Britannica. But what's really interesting is that Encyclopedia Britannica are more profitable today than they've ever been. And the reason is because they've managed to transform their business. So it wasn't the internet that really impacted them in a negative way. It was actually came before that. They saw their decline start to happen back in the times of 1996, which is when CD-ROMs and PCs began to come into the home. There was a product called Encarta, which was being made available to people for free, and they couldn't compete with that from a price perspective. That was Microsoft. We were the startup in those days. We were the disruptors. At that point in time, that was the year, I think, that Microsoft came to Ireland. And we were a little unknown company at that point in time, and we disrupted their model. But they transformed. When the internet came along, they realized it was an opportunity to deliver their product in a new and interesting way. And they started delivering it online and realized that their margins could be higher through that model than what they used to have with traditional sales forces and distributors and all the rest of it. That's a lesson to be learned for all of us in terms of how now we look at the opportunity that cloud provides. And when Wikipedia came out, they said, well, okay, we've seen this before, we've been disrupted, we know how to move with this. And they described Wikipedia as this like kind of, you know, if it was a video, it'd be grey and grainy, and you'd have a pretty good idea that it could have been Joe down the street who made it in his spare time. And theirs is sharp and clear and fact-checked, everything that they have in their company. And they decided to change their business model to move it to the folks that really care about that, educators, students, the people who want to make sure the facts are good. And so they've completely revolutionized their business, delivering it online, changing what they deliver, and are more successful than they have ever been. And that's a great story about how companies can transform themselves. And no matter what industry you're in, IT is at the heart of that. How you leverage these technology trends determines how successful you're going to be in this new world. So if you're an IT professional, a developer, an IT pro, We're all in for this exciting roller coaster ride as these new technologies come and the industry shifts. So keep your arms and your elbows inside the car at all times because it's going to be a fast one. And we've certainly felt that in Microsoft. I mean, if you just take a look at where Microsoft is in this new world, well, we've now got 400 million devices running Windows. We've got 1.2 billion people using Microsoft Office. We have Outlook.com with more than 400 million active users. We've had Office been downloaded over 314 million times to iPhones, iPad, and Android. And that's only in the 2.5 years that it has been available. Skype users can make up 3 billion minutes of calls each day. Skype Translator can translate in real time voice conversations to 8 languages. 80% of the Fortune 500 companies are now running on Microsoft's cloud. This is no longer a fad, this is mainstream. And what's even more interesting is that 40% of the Azure revenue is actually coming from small startups and independent software vendors. This is a real demonstration of the kinds of companies that are getting fastest onto the cloud to leverage its power. But what's even more surprising, and what a lot of people don't know, is that nearly 1 in 3 Azure virtual machines are Linux. And we'll hear more about that later. Our data centers consume 50% less energy than traditional data centers. But what I'm really proud of is that Microsoft Youth Spark and our programs that are related to philanthropy have touched 227 million young people, giving them the technology and skills they need to be successful in this new world. We donate an average of $2.6 million in software every day to charities and nonprofits around the world. So let's come back to where we are today and what we're going to be talking about. Today is a chance for us all to gather together to hear a little bit about the technology trends that are coming our way, to hear from some customers and partners who've actually traveled on that journey already with us. And the day has been broken down into 4 main parts. In the first section, we'll hear from Katrina Hallahan, Satya Nadella, and Brad Smith, and they'll be delivering their keynote address. After the first break, we're going to get some first-hand experiences from customers and partners, where they're going to tell you their stories about how they have either born in the cloud or how they have transformed themselves. But most importantly, they're going to be talking about how they are transforming the industries that they operate in. After the break, we're going to hear a little bit more about this open source story. We're talking about Linux on Azure. We're going to hear a little bit more about how .NET and Microsoft operate in the open source world. And then we're going to hear from Microsoft Research and the Partner Capitalist team about the technologies and future technology trends that are at play in the world today. And you're going to see some exciting new projects that they're working on. But we're only going to get to scratch the surface when it comes to all the technology that's out there today. We couldn't possibly hope to cover the vast majority of it in a day like today. So I really encourage you all to take the time at all the breaks, the lunchtime, and even after the show, to talk to the experts on the Ask the Expert stands. You may have already seen them in the foyers outside here. We've got some on level 3 and some on level 4, and you should have the list of those on your badges, on the back of your badges, if you want to check them out. So you can talk about all these topics, Linux on Azure, big data, IoT, whether you may be building cloud apps from scratch or migrating from on-premise, there are people there who have done that. Startups, whether you want to talk about experts in DevOps or enterprise architecture, there's an opportunity for you to go a little bit deeper in some of the technologies that we're talking about on stage. But what we're even more excited about is it's not just Microsoft people. We actually have our customers and partners who've actually done this there to give you real first-hand experience of what it's all about. And if, after you consume all that information, you go off and you think about how these technology trends can be leveraged in your organizations, we would be delighted if you reach out and contact us to help discover how we can all work together to help you transform your companies and your customers' companies. So, without further ado, I'm now going to introduce Katrina Hallahan, who's the Managing Director of Microsoft Ireland. and she'll kick off the rest of this day. So I hope you enjoy it, and I'll speak to you again soon. Thank you very much.